Well, welcome everybody to another episode of Ask a CFO. Over the next couple of minutes, I just want to address a follow-on question from a previous Ask a CFO episode. Basically, if my cash liquidity is not looking good going forward, how do I create scenario analysis to ensure that we're building back a cash cushion by year end or over the next 6 to 12 months? So the idea here is that if expenses are the same, but sales is very uneven, how do we look at sales? What are the milestones? What are the gating items so that we can increase the sales or lower the expenses to get better cash liquidity? So the three scenarios that you really want to look at, of course, is the base case, the best case, the worst case. But if things aren't going well, your best case is going to be your base case. It's where you think you should end up. You throw the best case out the window because nobody cares, because you're going to end up with a good cash cushion. Even your base case that is now the best case isn't really that interesting because everything is going to be fine, but you have problems. So now you're really looking at your new base case and a worst case. Now, the worst case is the start of the journey, which is where you're going to look at for when you're only looking at contracts that have been signed so far, when everything else is uncertain. And so you're really just looking at booked business, contracts that have been signed. If all those come in at the right timeline and the cash comes in the month that you think, how are you going to end the year? What does that mean for your cash? Are you going to, does that mean you'll be out of cash at the end of the year or not? If you are, then what's your plan for expenses? You're going to have to go through your expenses and see where you can cut so that the cash is still at a good level, so your company does not go out of business, which is your primary responsibility. Now, that's the worst case. The base case really looks at the progression of the sales pipeline. So maybe you say, great, everything in stage five hasn't been signed yet, or everything with 80% probability and higher hasn't come in yet, but we're pretty certain that's going to happen before year end. And it's going to happen in these months. So maybe that's your base case. Or you say stage four and stage five is my base case. So it's 70% and higher probability. Or the base case is 90% and higher probability. You just have to make that decision based on how your, whether it's in the nonprofit world, your fundraising team, or in the for-profit sales world, your sales team looks at how they close business and convert the leads. Once you've done that, there are going to be all these gating items. You're probably going to have some really big donors or really big potential buyers that are lined up, and those are going to be your gating items. So let's say 45 days, you expect a really big deal to close. Does that close? Does that not close? If it closes, great. Maybe you move from worst case to, maybe it's not the base case yet, but a scenario that's somewhere in between. And that means you don't have to cut expenses laying people off. Maybe you just cut expenses that have to do with your growth for the year. And so as you look at each of these gating items, they will either let you spend money or force you to cut expenses. And so that's how you work through till the end of the year or beyond, to figuring out whether you have the cash that you need to continue running the company. So I hope that was helpful. Of course, if there are any questions, please put them on social media. There'll be a link in the show notes to where we can answer those questions again. Before I leave, we are very excited to introduce a game changer for our early stage organizations seeking to navigate the complex world of finance and propel their growth. If you are a CEO or founder leading an organization in its early stages and find finance daunting, yet understand its crucial role in your business success, we have the perfect solution for you. I'm James Van Roosel, and I'll tell you all about our pro membership. We understand that as a growing organization, CEOs may not be ready for full-time CFO support, but still need a trusted thought partner to guide them through the complexities of finance. For the first time, we are taking what we use for our bespoke CFO services and opening it up to everyone. As a member, you'll have exclusive access to our team of CFOs, controllers, FP&A experts, and an ecosystem of professionals that we use in our day-to-day bespoke work for clients. These include insurance advisors, benefits professionals, VC firms and foundations, and entrepreneurs who have successfully navigated the startup journey. This is your opportunity to ask questions, seek advice, and gain valuable insights into various financial aspects of your organization. Don't let finance hold you back from achieving your business goals. Join our pro membership and experience the CFO level support and expert guidance you need to thrive. Take the leap and unlock the power of our monthly membership designed to bridge the gap between early stage momentum and scale. CFO level support and expert guidance in one monthly membership.